There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And Wax has Poison Ivy. He got it from a girl.
I had Poison Ivy.
They slept together. No. She told him it was Poison Ivy.
Nope. I had Poison Ivy. It looked just exactly like your background. I was cutting all the weeds down and stuff. And I called Poison Ivy. You know, it's so crazy. Like the first night, I'm laying in the bed and it's like, damn, I think I got like, it's an old person disease. It's shingles. I thought I had shingles, right? Because I Googled. Google is like a fucking death sentence for anybody. Don't ever go to Google.
You know what I'm saying?
You're dead already. And so I went to Google. I'm like, yo, bumps on your back and your arm. You know what I'm saying? And they said
bumps are like hives. Like, how does it look?
Yeah, it looked like a bunch of little bumps all over me. I'm thinking something wrong. So I'm having to take a shower like real fast. Like, damn, and shit. Like, but it's every time the water's hitting me, the hot water, I'm like, like, yo, what the fuck going on with me? I think something ain't right. So I go ahead and go into bed, act like I'm asleep or whatever. But I was like, fuck that. I'm over there on Google. Like, what the fuck is all these bumps and shit on me, yo? And I'm like shook. I'm scared as hell. Like, oh, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry if I did anything. You know what I mean? And I'm looking up and this motherfucker says shingles. And I'm like, what the fuck I'm doing with shingles? So shingles, like, you really depressed. You stressed out and shit like that. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm good. So
this is why niggas need insurance and not the internet. Early. That's the
go to the motherfucking doctor, fam. You over here go on Google.
That's the problem. You're sitting here trying to self-diagnose, and you could give yourself anything. When you look at those kind of sites, WebMD and stuff like that, the symptoms are everything you have every time you look at anything.
Yes, it's the worst.
It doesn't matter. It'll be like your arm is broke. You have bumps on your back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I already go to the hospital. Your meat not going to work in 30 minutes. Like, that's what I'm really get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Anything to do with a man meat, that's the only thing that he's going to fucking go for. Your arm can be fucking broke. He'd be like, nah, my, give me the blunt. You know what I mean? But if your fucking meat, something going on with it, it's not working and shit, you don't want to smoke. You don't want to do shit. You don't want to talk to nobody. Your life is like really over at the end of the day. Like, if you could cut off any other limb in your body, as long as something happens to your meat, you all right.
Especially if you say you have bumps.
Yes. Bumps is like a little scary.
And that's what you said. Shingles is kind of like herpes.
Yeah, I heard that. But that's what I was doing. So I'm over here looking to the left like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because that's exactly what it says. Shingles and it says herpes.
She was looking to the left.
Yo, look what Shingles say. Shingles say exactly that. Like herpes and stuff like that. So I'm like, the fuck you got going on? The fuck you got going on, man? Fuck me up over here. You know what I'm saying? Yes, accusing the whole time, like, fuck you for a whole night until I got up in the morning. Like, yo, what's up? And I was like, yo, look. And she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, look what's going on. I'm like, you gave me fucking shingles. She's like,
I don't think anyone can give you shingles.
I ain't even know.
That's so hilarious.
Google, don't go to Google at all. Please don't.
Okay. Well, We're definitely going to give out some real advice, because that right there, the advice you got from the internet is scaring me. I still don't know if it's Poison Ivy, but if that's what you say, we're going to run with whatever you say.
I'm all in the country, everybody's a doctor. You know what I'm saying? So all over, when they grab my hand, grab my arm. Oh, yeah. I had that a couple of weeks ago. Like, you'll be all right. Grab some calamine lotion. So get these leaves from the back, the ones that got little red dots on them, and rubbing on your skin, and you'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
You know how I smoke too much? Because I'm sitting here like, yo, did we do an intro?
Oh, we ain't do it? Yeah, we definitely did it. Like,
yeah, we're good.
But where were you, twerk?
I'm waiting for my turn. I'm waiting you to throw me in after Wack. Wack has been yapping the whole time. So.
That's what I was saying. I was like, wait a second. We yapping, did an intro, but no, it's work. He just started Wack talking. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, wait a second. Twerk is here, too.
I want to hear the stories.
Well, Twerk, are you here or no?
Tell us about the first time that you had to put calamine lotion on.
So Twerk is here.
Yeah, I think I'm here.
I got an update. Yo, so last episode, man, I had lost my camera.
Okay.
Filmed a brunch at an event. And I fucking fucked around, left and left my camera there. I had to take
a ride.
And I went back to the venue. They said they couldn't find the camera.
What?
So I've been hustling. Trying to get this shit back.
Tell the truth.
What? So somebody stole your camera.
Somebody yoked his ass up.
No. Turns out 2 days later, somebody came forward and actually returned my camera. So I got my shit back.
Well, bless him.
Yeah, that's
nice, because I was going to say, like, two days, that you got.
Yeah, no, I got somebody. Well, I left it. I didn't realize I left it there until, like, the day after. Because
you drank too much.
No, it was dark. It was, like, in a club setting. And my camera bag is black. And I thought it was in my backpack. But I had left it on the floor and just had grabbed my backpack and dipped.
Wax, yeah. You know what that sounds like to me?
Yes,
irresponsible.
No, it sounds like that he was drinking and he drinking. Was after some pussy. Pussy, only thing that's going to clog your mind, bro.
That is hilarious.
Pussy, drinking? Only thing that ever clogged my mind. I wasn't drinking. That's
expensive as fuck.
Irresponsible.
Pussy.
It was dark as hell. I thought, it was, but I got it back. I'm so grateful.
You always look good in the dark.
It's dark lights at night.
On, and that's why you remember your camera. So the fucking lights came on, you see where the fuck you went. You're like, oh my God, my fucking camera.
But it's always dark at night. So he records all the time. So why doesn't he leave his camera every time?
So I got a new bag for Christmas. And it was like,
the here we go. You know when niggas got mad excuses, Wax. You know what that means.
Pussy.
Okay, anyway.
That's good, yeah.
So Twerk got his camera back. Did you give the person a reward?
I did the recap for the event for free. Fuck it. You know.
It was somebody that was
they grabbed it.
Oh, they were going to try to keep that shit.
Nah, that's what they did. That was a good deal. Like, I'm about to get this shit for free. I'm found his camera.
Yeah.
The only person that find your shit is a person that motherfucking stole it. And if the only person that whoever said, y'all smell that fart, he farted.
Nah. I know what was going to happen. He was like, I'm going to get a free camera and edit this shit myself. And he went to go try to do it, and he realized it was harder.
Yeah.
It feel heavy.
It was too long.
Turn that shit, please.
And now you always going to owe them.
Yeah.
Whatever. You're good. You got your camera. There ain't shit for stealing it.
I was sweating.
So what's up with you, L'Oreal? L'Oreal's next. What's going on? You sick?
I am sick. My fucking chest hurts. I don't know what's going on. But
it sound like kissing, because you know the weather's changing still.
I'm trying. Sorry.
There you go. Yep, kissing.
I'm not kissing, actually. I think it's from traveling a lot and not getting enough sleep and smoking too much.
That'll do it.
But yeah, either way, I'm going to be good. And I'm pulling it together so we could do the episode today and give y'all some good advice, that hood advice, you know, how it goes down each and every week. Y'all need some advice from us. All you got to do is either slide in a DM or you can email us, and you can do that at
Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holler at us, and the email is at the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com.
No, I don't think there's an at.
The Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com.
There you go. Okay. Even though I thought we took that job from you. I don't know how you got it back.
Hey.
That's supposed to be Twerk's job, actually, now, because he never gets it wrong, actually.
Wow. Yeah, Twerk actually does it really well.
Yeah, he does really good at saying the fucking email that you've been trying to say for 75 years.
He's created. That's like Elon Musk. He probably drives the fucking Tesla the best. Better
he
than
doesn't drive a Tesla. He doesn't. Elon Musk is an alien, and he drives a spaceship. That guy looks like an alien. There's no way he drives a Tesla, because those things are a piece of junk. You see what happened with that guy's Tesla battery that died? And he was like, now I just could do nothing with it. So he just had a car.
You gotta charge it up, buddy.
Nah, he was like, no, No. I'm talking about like it died, like no recharging.
Oh, dead.
Like dead, no coming back.
Bam. Dropped in the water.
Yeah, they're like, there's no way for him to replace it. It's just a dub. We'll come and pick the car up for you. Yeah, so now you just have nothing.
There's those automatic driving ones that just stop out of nowhere in the middle of the road.
Yeah, they all do that. I mean, they be having malfunctions and shit like that.
I'm not trying to fucking with none of that shit. I need some shit I put some gas in. I tried to rent a car that was electric in New York City. You're never going to be able to charge it nowhere. Niggas got to fucking charge it. They like, no.
They don't even have gas stations out there.
But they don't got gas stations, but they act like it's their own personal charger in their pocket. Like, it's like, this is shit. It's for everybody. And they don't even let you. And if you broke, that's the worst thing. Either way, that's my fucking advice. I'm going to tell y'all not to ever fucking rent an electric car unless you know what the fuck you're doing. Because I had to stop people on the side of it. Like, how do I do this? Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing.
You got to have a charger at the house. You got to keep one in your trunk.
Charger in the house, you have to, like, I rented a car. You buy that. I'm not buying a fucking $500 unit to put in my wall for a rental car once.
Nah.
No, it's like a whole system. You can't plug it in just your regular wall, nigga. I wish.
No, you got one. You could do it. But go ahead.
No, there's a you have to get it. You have to buy one.
No, but there's also one like you could
put a special charger for the car for the house. But I'm not going to do that for renting a car once. No, that sounds ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, somebody reached out to us in an email. They said, my boyfriend and I have been together for a year, 2 weeks ago. I opened up his cabinet to get a plate and saw a mouse resting on it, eating crumbs. Then it scurried off. I screamed out of surprise and told him. He said he had them for a couple weeks now, and he's waiting on an exterminator to come fix the problem. It's been a while, and the exterminator still hasn't come. He's mad that I don't want to come over his place, but now I suspect that what I was eating, rats and roaches have been crawling all over. I felt sick to my stomach. Yes. Told him I'm not coming back to his house until he gets the infestation stored out. He called me and told me I'm a horrible person and that his infestation shouldn't affect the way I see him. Well, it does. And he didn't say anything about it for weeks. And now he expects me to be fine. I've been using his plates, cups, eating his food, etc. And he's not the best at cleaning up after himself. I noticed there was some roaches that came from his apartment through the window. How do I either dump him for being nasty or should I convince him to stay with me until his place is clean? So he's going to bring the roaches there.
Yeah. What is wrong with you, lady?
I can see if it was just like a normal problem because like I live in a country and you have all kind of things. I live on the lake. We have water bugs.
Yes.
You can, but I have exterminators. So like you limit them. But like at the end of the day, there's no way to 100% like get rid of rodents in the country. Right. Yes. You could do your best. But if he's nasty and you see numerous roaches and numerous, like he's not even trying. And he's dirty and nasty. Wax.
They only go to the places that is the dirtiest and where they have to, you know, they can always get fine food. That's what cats do. Only time you got a cat is because you fed that motherfucker. Only reason why you got mice because you feed the motherfuckers because you dirty and you nasty, fam. Roaches, exact same thing. They're not going to sit or go somewhere and starve. You got some bullshit out there for these motherfuckers.
You have something going on. Or maybe he lives in an apartment.
What, and the lady in 2B and he at 3B? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I did live in an apartment building that, like, I wanted to move out the next day because it was, like, roaches in the building. And, like, I lived in it for one day, and I never seen a roach before. I mean, I seen roach before, but not in my house. Yeah. And there was one in there, and you know what I did? It's fucked up.
What?
I rented the apartment to my friend.
Go get the Roach Motel.
No, because it was like no good. It's fucked up. But I couldn't live there. And like I had already signed the lease. Yes. And I couldn't live there. But like I said, as I get older, owning a house and it's like living on a lake, sometimes I got water bugs and I have to, it's scary. Mm-hmm. But that's different than roaches.
Yes, very big.
Roaches, I see.
Roaches is a little different. The little skinny motherfuckers, the little skinny brown, especially the brown ones, like they eat all the bread. They like, you always got breadcrumbs and shit around. The black one is just like, you just a nasty motherfucker. You got meat. You know what I'm saying?
But and if you're on, if it's chilling on the plate, like you said, that means that plate was dirty and not clean. Like,
what is he licking?
But why it didn't even run? That's how you know that nigga used to live in there.
Word up. Everybody know I'm terrified of rats. I'm terrified of rats. I'm terrified of mice. You know what I'm saying? I left
a crib. You live in the country, so I'm confused how you
don't see. I don't see none of them shit. That's why everybody got to have cats around here. You have to have a cat around.
Oh, see, country. I'm allergic. I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, I'm allergic
but
to
I
mice.
But I do. I see rats. Those little, the little lizard things, too.
Yeah, let me see.
You don't see none of them either?
Yeah, I'm woods. You know what I mean? I'm on the water too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you still see some of those. I see some of those. I'm not going to act like I don't see them. I don't mind that.
As long as it's not a rat or a mouse, like, I left a crib. I stayed on a
roaches are crazy, though.
I stayed on a speaker in my room. I had a tall speaker. I stayed on my speaker in my room probably at 3 o'clock in the morning until somebody came up, got off work, and they had to escort me out my house.
And yeah, then when I seen
the mouse, I threw them to the mouse and I ran down the stairs.
Oh, so you're a punk. No, see, like my dog, he will like literally attack any kind of ant, anything he sees. So like monster. I love, yeah, Monster is going to make sure and he's not going to go to sleep. If he sees or thinks he sees anything, that nigga is going to get it. But having roaches.
Yeah, you dirty fam.
That's dirty. That's dirty. Yeah. All right. He's dirty. We all got that clear. Should she help him be clean or should she leave him? What if he's great at everything else and he's a clean man as far as his body?
I don't trust this nigga.
Right? Why does he have roaches and fucking
rats? There was a part B. There's a second part that got cut off. She's 22, he's 23, if that means anything.
Oh, they're young. He probably lives in the hood.
Yeah.
He probably lives.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's not cool because he's got to really, really like clean up. And when he said exterminate, because no way you telling me the exterminator to come in tomorrow if I got a rat in my house or mice in my house. Like, I stayed in a hotel for 2 weeks because I had a mouse in my crib. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely think the fact that he's not even attempting to get an exterminator shows the level of filth.
Yeah, he don't mind sleeping where the rat is around. Like, fam, there's no way I'm in the house when one is in there. You can have a lion inside the house. I'm walking in my shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't care.
And then the fact that you're dirty, I think anybody that's dirty bothers me. Like, I have been around like a guy that maybe he felt like I was going to clean up, so he didn't mind putting a dish in there and not washing it. But, like, to me, that's not really dirty. That's just normal guys. But if I'm thinking if he has, like, I'm just assuming, because she says dirty, I'm thinking, like, plates hanging around the like, coffee table, the dining room table. Like, he's nasty.
No way.
Anybody that's nasty. Yeah, to me, that shows how you are. Like, I don't know. She had me at roaches. Like, there's so many things you could do. Boric acid is a thing.
What's that?
Get you some boric acid. You ever heard of that?
No, what's that?
Oh, my God.
So it's a dish. I did hear it.
It's not a dish. I had an aunt. Oh. She had this dope-ass house, and that shit was like, I promise you it's infested. So it was mad long ago. And I remember I used to have to stay there sometimes. And I'm like, I cannot stay there. Mm-hmm. Like, and the crazy thing is she was clean, but the fucking house had roaches. So I remember somebody, it was like my godmother's son told her, like, put down boric acid. So it's like a powder that you get at like
Lowe's or something.
Anything, yeah. I think. I even think you could get it at the dollar store. Yeah, Lowe's. Like, it's like that. Mm-hmm. And it just stops. You could line it around your house. And, like, if for some reason, like, bugs or whatever, they eat it and they take it back to whatever and it kills
everything. Is it good for your lungs? Like, what the fuck?
Like, it kills everything. It's like a powder. like a baby cotton.
Would it kill you? Like, you sniffing
the skin, yeah, man. I'm pretty sure if you ate that shit, it would, nigga. No. Boric acid, anything that sounds like that. Does that sound like something that's going to be healthy for your fucking bones, nigga?
That's what I'm saying, but it's sprinkling around your house. Like, the fumes got to be coming up from it, especially from
because think about it. This is a little thing, and it's going to eat it, and whatever, it's going to die. As long as you don't eat the bug, nigga, you should be fine. Like, you're not licking your ground outside your house, are you?
Hey.
You could line it around your house.
If you're annihilated, hit the ground. You got a 3-second rule. You know what I'm saying? Well, you might not know that.
On boric acid? So who knows?
So listen, y'all coming over, y'all young, y'all now later fall on the ground. Y'all just pick it up and eat it because you don't know that auntie got roaches. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, really, you should align it outside your house. So hopefully you're not picking up now later you drop outside your house. Like, it should be around the lining of your door and stuff like that. It's
like all the corners around your house, like where the borders is.
I don't know. I stopped being a girl's friend when I was younger because she had mad roaches in her crib. I went to call my mother. I don't even know what for. I think I left something. I ended up being like, mommy, come get me. I can't stay. Like, there was fucking roaches coming out the phone.
Damn, fam.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you too grown to have roaches. Exterminators, mad
too nasty.
Not cheap, but cheap enough for you to be able to be like, I can sleep at night with this shit now.
Yeah, well, I
but you know what's fucked up? They don't do nothing either. Like,
roaches bite you.
Nah, man, I had a business that needed exterminator. Like, I had food and shit. And these niggas be taking your money and be spraying some shit. That shit probably water.
It's water. It's water, a motherfucker. You know, what's that shit called that I drunk the other day? I almost died. I thought I was about to have a heart attack the other day.
What?
I had a fucking Red Bull. My first time ever drinking a fucking Red Bull.
For real?
Yo, I thought I was having a heart attack. I forgot.
No, you got to do the sugar free joint.
I forgot I drunk and everything. I'm just sitting down like, yo, what the fuck is going on? My heart going all crazy. And I'm like, yo, something ain't right, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I feel when I do. If I ever drink, I drink 1 5-hour energy before. Like, I'm kind of used to the sugar-free Red Bull now, but the 5-hour energy, I thought I was going to die.
I don't got time for that shit.
Twerk, you drink those?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes. Right. I like the flavored ones.
Which one?
Yeah. There's a light blue one. Oh, matter of fact,
I'm saying Red Bull or 5-hour energy.
Oh, definitely Red Bull guy. Definitely the Red Bull.
How do y'all drink Red Bull? You don't think you're about to die?
The light blue one is the sugar-free. That's what I'm talking about.
No, it's a light blue flavor. Right. Light blue flavor. I got it right here. Light blue flavor? 2 seconds.
I'm pretty sure it's not called light blue flavor.
It might be the same. I got some at my bar right now, and I just drunk one because that was the only thing, and I had nothing else. Yeah, that's the dumb
shit. What's the flavor?
This is Juneberry.
No, I only drink the sugar free.
Do I have that over there? That's the one I got, right? Yeah, that motherfucker right that's there almost killed me. This shit almost
that's your favorite. That's a good flavor or some shit.
I don't know. You're supposed to mix it in drinks. I don't know what the fuck I was doing by the bar anyway.
I keep seeing people drink the watermelon one, this one, that one. I don't do all of that. I don't drink coffee. So that's the only thing. Yeah, that's the only thing I could drink.
I don't drink coffee either. I'm scared of coffee and cigarettes because all the people I see that drink coffee and cigarettes, you cannot talk to them unless they have a coffee or a cigarette.
And like, they're pissed off. Like, I don't know. I tried with coffee a couple times. Like, unless it's full of Bailey's, that's up. But then, you know, black people, we lactose intolerance.
Yeah. Fuck my stomach up.
Yeah, I ain't trying to even fuck with that.
If I have cereal right now, I'll probably go to the hospital.
You don't do lactate milk or almond milk?
I mean, I tried the almond milk too. It's just like, I can't have too much of that either. I definitely lactose. But I used to drink milk a whole lot when I was younger.
Well, almond milk doesn't have dairy in it.
Yeah.
It's from an almond.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole point, crazy.
I don't know how this shit works. You think oranges come from an orange?
Yeah. Wait.
Apple juice come from apples?
Yeah, duh. Well, anyway, let's talk about this lady. This young girl. Should she clean this house? Should she leave him? What should she do?
Give him a chance. I mean, it all depends on how long he lasts. You know what I'm saying? If he out here, if you could find anything better right now, because you're young, of course, it's not probably not going to be your last guy.
So definitely not.
You're probably definitely not going to, I don't think so either. So I think you should either, you know, find another guy, or if you're going to stick it in him for a couple more months, just show him how to clean up. Because every time you leave somebody, you want them to have something good. You don't want to leave somebody and they all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of you. That's saying how your coaching and your motivation and what la 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 is. You know what I mean? So try to, you know, how to help them do something. Every time you have somebody
come
into your
life. Yeah, I don't like that. I hate that. Niggas leave with all that fucking, teach me some shit. Like, yeah, I feel like I feel like I be leaving and I ain't learning a motherfucking thing.
You should have been there. You supposed to come in with women. Y'all supposed to come in learning. You know what I'm saying?
When I tell you, my last relationship, I feel like I ain't learned a goddamn thing. And I'm really upset about that. Like, when I think about it in hindsight, I'm like, you're right. I shouldn't have been there, because if you didn't learn nothing walking out this motherfucker, and then, like, I was talking to my ex, like my ex before my ex, and he was like, you really taught me how to do da da da. You taught me how to be. And I'm like, fuck you, nigga. Like, you, I walked out this bitch with nothing.
That's your fault, though.
No, well, that one taught me a lot. So I'll give him that. But like the next time, I'm like, all these knowledgeable ass niggas that I created out here, y'all niggas only know shit because of me.
That's a good thing. You don't want somebody, you left them and now they're a fucking bum and all that type of shit. Like,
I should have left you where I found your bum ass.
All right. So even with women, like men going to go into a situation, find out how the girl hold them down and shit like that, learn things from as the time go on. But a woman shouldn't even go to a man if she ain't even going into it trying to, you know, better herself and learn something from this man. If you're trying to learn something, you never learn something, you get this nigga a pussy, that's your fault.
That's true.
That's your fault. You get a pussy and not for nothing.
That's true.
All right, this is trash.
Nah, because you feel like this, right? And I feel like this is how I felt with the, y'all try to gas us, and then you try to be that good woman that's like, you know what? Why don't you help build somebody up? And then you get caught up in that shit, because y'all always be acting like we be on our high horse. And I'm like, you know what? How about I build somebody up? And then you get to the building up and you wonder and remember and notice why this motherfucker was on the ground level where the fuck he belonged. It's true. Like, you just like, oh shit. Now I see why this nigga was at level ground and basement level. Like, that's
the motivation, though. I mean, if the right woman is going to do it, when the right woman get to this guy, you'll see him start flourishing.
So that's what I'm saying, though. That's not trash, then. That's me actually digging into trash and try to clean it off and be like, you know what? They didn't see your worth, but I did. And then to only realize they were right. Boom.
I'm saying, don't you know that we are supposed to come after y'all? We're lying the whole time at the end of the day. We're trying to get y'all. Like, I grew up, if you got anybody in the 40s or even the 35s or whatever, you know what I'm saying? All we know is to try to, like, we faking and try to get the girl to try to get her legs. You know what I'm saying? Then we find out she's a good girl at the end of the day. But our whole thing is to play the game until we try to get the pussy. You know what I'm saying? And then after we get it, then we find out, she kind of cool. You know what I mean? But we always supposed to lie in the beginning. We supposed to try to get y'all. Y'all supposed to try to pay. Y'all supposed to try to play hard to get so y'all can get as much as y'all can get before y'all get the pussy away.
No, and I mean, that's the case. But sometimes what I'm saying is, like, when you're like, okay, let me believe in a motherfucker and help them out. Not that. That's luck. The problem.
Yes.
The problem. And a motherfucker will be like, you, like, women that are up here or that got their stuff, they don't never date the bus driver. Then it's like, because the bus driver is the bus driver for a reason.
What's wrong with the bus driver? He got 401ks and all that type of stuff.
Nah, and then look, I done helped him out from being a bus driver to being the motherfucking
boss.
And then now, you already know what happened.
But that's showing your worth, though, as a woman. You know what I'm saying? That's showing your worth. You can go into a situation and you can grow it. That means you're good soil at the end of the day. A lot of these bitches out here ain't good soil. You know what I'm saying? They dry as hell out this motherfucker and they want people just to try to water them all the time and they never growing shit. Like, fuck you.
The niggas got to come correct as well. Like, you can't, know, that's why karma is always weird, because it's like, you'll grow in a situation. Like, say she helped this nigga out, right? Yeah. I promise you he's going to stop fucking with her. She's gonna help him out.
Cause he's sucking that ways. He's nasty as hell. He's stuck.
Yeah, he's nasty. And then he's gonna stop fucking with her and get sorry. He's gonna stop fucking with her. And then he's gonna get a whole nother bitch. And she's gonna reap the benefits of not having to fight off roaches in her cereal when she eats in the morning. And then this woman's gonna be sitting here like, what did I, you know, that's what y'all.
But love with a man up. Even though you with him, I don't care if whatever you're getting from him, the reason why you're there. If you if he giving you something, give him something. Learn, teach him how to do this. You know what I'm saying?
He's giving her a headache. She does not want to live with roaches and fucking mice. Nobody does.
If her shit was dope too, then he should need to go over there. But you scared to have this nigga go over there because he's nasty as hell.
Now listen,
he gonna have nothing in his
this.
Pants leg. You have a roach right in that fucking pants leg. Go ahead. Let him come over.
If his crib nice, he got everything together. I'm not gonna lie, me personally, I probably would have called the exterminator. There's no way I'm staying at this nigga house letting her, cause she talking about she was eating off the plates, like so that mean he was cooking. So you was letting him do all that knowing he was a dirty nigga?
Niggas who do cook got roaches. Like niggas cook, they got roaches. Like, women cook, the house is clean. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got roaches and shit like that.
But all my boys, that, I don't clean shit right.
Man, cleaning too
clean.
Much after. You know what I'm saying? We thinking everything, all right. We are made and designed for somebody else to do the, you know what I mean? The real, real cleaning though. You know what I'm saying?
That's I feel like you had roaches, Wax. Like,
I grew up with roaches. I had 12 brothers and sisters in Jersey. I had roaches and rats and shit. Why the fuck you think I'm scared of this shit?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how are you scared if you grew up with them?
Man, Jerry used to come after me in my sleep and shit. I was always scared of that motherfucker.
I would think you would be like Michael Jackson.
Jerry was a fucking big ass fucking rat, man. That nigga was up with our house for years, bro. Yeah,
like,
mad baby.
But I feel like you like chickens and shit. Like, nigga, you should be playing with the fucking mice.
Yeah, I play with a lion. I play with a murderer. Yeah, I can't fuck with no rat or no mice, man.
Okay, Wax.
Yes.
So what should she do?
I think she should level this man up. Before you leave him, or leave him alone right now. If you ain't got nothing for him, you can't help him be better, get the fuck out of there. You know what I'm saying? Because right now you're giving away dead pussy. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't worth shit. What the fuck you doing? You got to use the pussy for something. What are you using your pussy for? You know what I'm saying?
I will say that if you're willing to leave him for mice and stuff, it's because you don't really like him. Because we'll fucking turn a nigga whole life around and... it'll be because we like that motherfucker.
Word up. Word up.
So
listen,
she
I should got left for having fucking poison ivy. I look looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody stay for that, you can stay for a motherfucking rat or roach.
Nigga, I damn near ignore gay tendencies. We know that.
Yeah, I know for a while. And multiples.
No,
you
just
know what I'm
one
she
or two.
One or twos.
It's a lot she of... It's a lot of undercover brothers out
man,
here. It's
I don't think
there
was undercovers, L'Oreal.
They was undercovers.
I was trying to tell you. You ain't
they were. They were a sheep. Okay, undercover. Now let's get into another email.
To the side, he wanted to go in the mirror.
How you know? How you so confident? You know about them?
I know about. I could tell.
Damn,
somebody.
That nigga dick big as hell. Damn, shit, that nigga dick big as hell.
Next,
damn, that nigga dick big
you
as hell.
Got an email or something?
No, that's not you. No, that's not you.
You set me up.
Okay, let's take a second from the Bully and the Beast podcast to talk about Factor. Now, I know a lot of us have fitness goals. We want to look right in our clothes. We want our bodies to be snatched and on point. And now's the time to do it. But sometimes we're a little too busy to figure out what we can eat to get that goal started. So you can get started on your resolutions with Factor so you're ready for this new year. Now, Factor is ready to eat meal, delivers, and takes the stress out of meal planning. It sets you up for success for the new year. Skip the grocery stores, prep work, and cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered directly to your door. How easy is that? It's over 35 meals to choose from per week, so you're never gonna get bored. And they also have options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, which I love, veggie, and more. Plus over 55 weekly add-ons. You'll have a ton of nutrients and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. Now you can forget frantic lunch preps and rush dinners. Factor's 2-minute meals are your secret weapon in the new year. Fuel up fast with restaurant quality meals, all delivered right to your door. And 2-minute meals, who can beat that? Now, Factor offers loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what's on the schedule. And I'm sure y'all are going to love this too. You can skip the overpriced takeout trap. You know, when you think you're only paying like $20, then you get to the delivery fees and you're paying damn near $100. Well, Factor is cheaper and way more delicious and cleaner than takeout. Get chef-crafted, restaurant-quality meals delivered directly to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes, which means more time for you, your family, and to focus on your other goals. Need a special occasion meal? This is super easy. Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily. Nobody would even know that this is like a delivery service. It'll be kind of like Ms. Doubtfire. You know, when things get hectic, Factor is super flexible for you as well. They'll change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week. Or you can reschedule your deliveries anytime. It's super easy. Stress less over mealtime in the new year. Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Free up time otherwise spent on shopping, cooking, and cleanup. No more wasting time in the damn kitchen, because who wants to stay there all the time? Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals so I can keep it right and keep it tight. They got offerings like Protein Plus, Keto, all kind of special meal plans so I can stay on track. And I know you too want to get that body right. This is definitely going to come in handy for those New Year goals. Factor has everything we need for a week of flavorful, nutritious meals. I love Factor. This is my new go-to. And in addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have those cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep me energized during frantic times when I don't have the time to cook. Healthy, delicious, and convenient. Head to factormeals.com/bully50 and use code bully50 to get 50% off. That's half off. All you got to do is use code bully50 at factormeals.com/bully50 to get 50% off. Now back to our show.
We're going to get into another email, DM, all that good stuff. Wax, twerk, somebody, please.
What we got, man? We at Bully and the Beast Podcast. I love this. That's your DMs. Like, I always jump in the DMs. And the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. Holla at you, boys. All right? I got it this time.
Yes, sir. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Where my mother? You got the bell?
One.
That wasn't my first time.
Make the sure y'all go right, listen.
Like, 6 times a day. You know what I mean?
But make sure y'all go listen to Black Women. And it's good. I had Mouse Jones on there.
Yeah.
Because he has Listen to Black Men with Tyler Chronicles and Jeremy.
Dope.
So they came on. And then on my side, I have Melissa Ford and dope. Al Varner, of course, my co-host. And Mouse Jones knows how to fucking shake the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he came here on Bully and the Beast Podcast. And they were like, don't bring him back. I don't know what it is about Mouse that people from Bully and the Beast, like on our side, I don't know what it is that they don't like about Mouse, but they just don't.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the earrings. Oh. Well, let's get into it.
Something.
Okay. Basically, about a year ago, I had to leave my job due to the commute being too far and I can't find a new one. I have my degree in education. I also have experience in sales, retail, social media, hosting, and serving. It's been a year and I literally can't find a job anywhere. I lost my house and car all because of this.
I've searched for jobs for a year straight, endlessly every day from morning until night. I probably sent out about 10,000 applications. Mm-hmm. I have multiple resumes for different fields. I have asked every nearby local store, restaurant, gas station, if they're hiring, and they all either said no or I'm not qualified. Yeah. I have a college degree, and I was told I wasn't qualified to work at a clothing store as a sales associate, even though I have years of experience in both sales and retail. I literally don't know what to do. I've tried everywhere to get financial help. I've been denied. I've tried networking, asking people. I've applied everywhere I could. I can't find any remote jobs either. Can't find a job in my field. Can't even find a job in any field. Can't even find a nanny or pet sitting or caregiving job. I've tried recruiters and temp agencies as well. Every day, I just get in more financial problem and I have no help. I don't know what to do at this point. Damn.
Damn.
I'm confused. She didn't say what field she works in, though.
To me, she got a degree. I mean, I don't always work in your degrees and stuff like that. You know, I went to college for like 10 years. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, she's saying she applied in every field, in every position, in every everything.
Does she,
and networking doesn't work. That's I'm not going to lie. I have been seeing a lot of people saying that they can't find jobs. But the crazy thing is, I keep seeing a lot of places saying they can't find people to work.
Yeah, because people don't want to work there. They look at the gram all the time. They want to sit there and get the dope jobs, the nice jobs, and la, la, la. You got to start from somewhere. It's either play with your pussy, sell that shit, or you're going to have to just start working at a low job real quick until you start getting things better. You got to get into a momentum in anything. I don't care if you're playing ball. You know what I'm saying? It's like you ain't really doing until you hit that first shot. And after that, then everything start going. So you got to start doing something. Start selling weed. You know what I mean? It's like, just start something. You got to get in the mode of that. You got to get in the mode to start making money. You got to start touching it more. And then you start getting more. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so, I just feel like if somebody doesn't have any money, where would they find weed to buy, to sell?
Man, she got a pussy.
And so OnlyFans is what you're saying?
And not even OnlyFans. It's like you got a lot of older dudes in the hood that make sure that you're good real quick. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds dangerous. You just talked about things.
No, I'm just saying you might just know somebody that you know, Mr. Johnson. You know what I'm saying? His wife just died. Go over there and consult him. Talk to him. Tell him you wash his dishes or some type of shit real quick and try to see if you could just... I hate to say this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would never tell my niece.
I mean, you know what what I've done when I couldn't find work, I started working for free. So I would find places that lacked something or people that I knew that lacked something. And I was like, okay, this could be doing better if y'all just did this. And I was the person to do this, whatever this is. And then I would keep making sure that I was an asset to a situation until I couldn't be around this situation anymore. When I was removed, they needed me there, and then they were willing to pay to have me there. That's one thing. Another thing I would say is people always need their hair done. Mm-hmm. I would definitely, people always need their nails done. People always need some sort of like I know a lot of people that have gotten into waxing because
But there you go. Talking about this positive stuff. I'm talking to use her pussy. You're really like, lashes.
I'm just saying, there's things you can do. There's hopefully you have something you can sell and barter that. Yes. There's also Uber is the first thing I know people that have
taken off that shit.
Jobs that also do Uber on the side to make the money that they can make to afford whatever. It's not. So you might. A lot of people feel like they're on a high horse, like, and they can't do certain stuff like that. If you don't want anybody in your car, Uber Eats, like, you're not going to make the grandest amount of money. But if you put the time and work in, like, you're going to make enough.
That's a problem in the car.
Something's wrong.
She lost her job. No. Yeah, she lost her car and everything because she lost her job. But you got to be right on it.
Yeah. I mean, so they have these programs where Uber, you can rent a car from Uber and pay them back through your paycheck.
It's like $10 a week.
I mean, do you want a car and a job?
I get it. I mean, you get to keep the car with you.
You get a car.
Bring it back.
You're working to have a car. Just like I have to work to have a car, right?
Please.
So, I mean, I don't think there's, like, you, I don't think it's funny. You have to grind. Like,
No, I'm laughing because I'm like, yo, are they giving you the car just to work and you got to bring it back? Or you?
I mean, but you got a free vehicle. Car. Like, what you mean, just to work? Yes. Like, you're not getting a free car. This ain't Obama.
I'm trying to figure
Obamacare,
it out.
Obamacare, nigga, this ain't. What was the phone? Obama phone?
Yeah.
This ain't that.
Obama mobile.
Yeah.
You got to work for shit. That's life.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to get a momentum of certain things that I'm saying the same thing. A lot of people act like they too good for it. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Walmart always got to be hiring because those motherfuckers don't never
I worked at Walmart. I worked in the back and I was about to beat up Mr. Walmart.
I feel like Amazon always hiring.
Amazon. Come on now. There's some mad shit out there. They got remote jobs on the computer to where...
That's what she said. She can't find a remote job here.
Then how valuable are you then? That's what I was trying to say. Like, you're
coming. I mean, college degree, that happens often, Wax. Like, people be having college degrees and can't get no job.
You're not in their field because they're looking in the wrong place and you got to find something.
I'll tell you one thing that's always available, teaching.
Oh, yeah, you need teachers for sure.
We need teachers.
Yes.
Especially black teachers.
A lot more
teachers.
Women, yes, and a lot more women teachers.
Actually, no, Wax, we need black men teachers.
Yeah, yeah, male teachers. Like,
it's less than 1% of teachers are black male.
I don't want the man, you know, talking to the kids. So,
because some of these kids don't have a positive black male influence.
Respect.
And it should be in the
classroom.
That's
why they go to gym. They go to basketball.
We shouldn't be just resorting to black influences, males in the gym.
I'm probably saying it the wrong way, but I just don't like to, you know, see a male teacher. I don't know. I think they're supposed to be all nice to the kids so much. It's like, you know, I don't know.
There can be a nice black man teacher.
He can be a nice guy, but how nice is this man really going to be? He got to be like, mama to the kids.
Okay.
I don't want too much mama to my fucking kid with the guy. The lady, I love it when the lady does it. Me and my brother walk to the house, and he look at my kid, mama, like, yo, fam, what are you doing?
I would say, like I said, make yourself an asset to a situation that you want to do. Figure out what it is you want to do and focus in on that. While you're doing the other thing that's going to reach you to your goals, it may not be the thing that you want to do, but keep doing that side thing or whatever. And so, look, I had to turn around and run a juice bar at one point in time. I had nothing to do with that, knew nothing about that. And now I know everything about being plant-based, juicing. I can open it up.
You got me drunk off bark.
Listen, you learn different skills. I've made so many different relationships there. So don't ever limit yourself just to what's in your field. Like, work until you can get to that point. So I would say just try everything. And also family, friends, that's a good way too.
Mm-hmm. Who's
everybody.
It's in the family and stuff like that.
I got most of my jobs through, I'm telling you, interning. I got most of my jobs through working at it for free at first. And then, like I said, becoming an asset. All right. So you know what to do if you want to reach out to us. Let's get into Word on the Street and talk about Nicki Minaj versus Meg Thee Stallion. It's getting out of hand, obviously. Yeah. Nicki Minaj has a high debuting song called Bigfoot, where she's coming at Meg Thee Stallion, who dissed her initially and her record hits. So they both are going back and forth. But it's getting to the point where now, like, some of Nicki's fans are talking about vandalizing Meg Thee Stallion's mother's grave.
That's corny and wild.
And that's where draw the line. Yeah, you know, like, we've seen plenty of battles throughout our time. Jada and Beanie, Jay-Z and and Nas. I could go on, right? Cameron and 50 Cent.
Yeah, it's always like a respect level, though. You know what I'm saying? Nobody trying to go to them niggas' mom house. Some people do, but them type of dudes got mental problems and shit like that. Like,
I mean, we seen Pac and Big.
I stopped beating people up because they was with their mom. You know what I'm saying?
I just think, like I said, once we seen Pac and Big, I just look at things like, it should never get nothing past whatever we saying on these records. So saying that you're going to pull up to her gravesite and do something to the
her dad mother's grave is disgusting to me.
I don't like that.
And like, that's not me taking nobody's side. That's me saying, like, have a fucking heart. A soul.
Right, right is wrong is wrong, man. Period. Respect.
And respectfully, neither one of them fucking know y'all.
And don't even probably don't even care.
And probably wouldn't even take the picture with you if he was in front of them. Like, you know what I mean?
The ones that want to be all, they so far in the back, them the ones that got to jump high. If you in the front line, you ain't got to jump high. You know what I'm saying? If you way in the back, you got to jump high. You got to do something outrageous. You got to try to be outstanding in some type of way. So, nah, fam. You know what I'm saying? Slow down, sit your dumb ass back and stay in the back. That's where you belong when you think of shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy the music. And
yes.
I mean, it's one thing to talk shit. It's a whole nother thing to be like, let's pull up on. But she came out more than just Nicki Minaj in the record hit. She came at Tory Lanez. She came at Drake. She came at Partisan. She basically said that, like, she wasn't going to stay with somebody that couldn't please her in the sheet. Have you ever stayed with somebody or been with somebody that couldn't please you, but you still, you just care for, like, you came, but it wasn't, like, the best?
I was always the bad one in bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always sucked. You know what I'm saying? I was just always happy to get some pussy. It's more like a pride thing for the men at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's not really, you know, it's pleasureful for the woman. I say this all the time. It's pleasureful for the woman. It's like we stroking the whole time and we getting the feeling that y'all doing. Like, y'all like, we not doing all that when we stroking. It damn sure don't feel that good. But ours is the only time we get really pleasure is when we about to nut, though, at the end of the day.
So it don't really feel that good.
It feel good because you in something. It's like we building our pride. We taking something down. You know what I'm saying? That's more of the good feeling that we have. We seeing y'all, you know, all into it. That's when we feel good for us.
So neither one of us feel anything and we're both pretending?
So y'all fucking playing too? Fuck y'all.
I mean, a lot of the time.
Fuck y'all.
So everybody just pretending.
Well, we pretended to. You know what I'm saying? But when we do get an orgasm, your orgasm come, it's like, boom. But you trying to motivate the dude like, you know what I'm saying? Motivate him so he can keep it going. You know what I'm saying? But if you over just laying there, we not enjoying this shit either. The only best sex I ever had is the one that act all crazy like I got the biggest fucking meat in the fucking world.
And that's only because the whole time you're getting compliments.
That's I'm just getting compliments. You're building my pride. So I go in the fucking world that I can fuck the world too. You know what I'm saying? That's all it's about. If you can't go out in this motherfucking world and fuck this world is fucking you. And you don't want to be the one getting fucked.
So the ones your wife is the one that build your confidence the most.
Yes. The only reason why you're going to get the ring is because you telling this motherfucker his shit is the biggest motherfucking shit you ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Until you see the bigger meat, he motherfucking want to know the biggest meat you ever seen was his. And he going to keep your mind right there. He can keep you. But if you over there fucking this dude, he's not early and you're like, man, that's why Jonathan dick bigger than this nigga and shit like that. He can't stay there. His pride is going to go down. He can't even conquer home. If he can't conquer home, he can't conquer the street.
It just makes me think because like, even when I think about like who he's with Jada Kingdom now, Partisan, and like, she also is a shapely woman. And I'm like, it's always the niggas that can't really do anything that be acting.
How you know? You don't really.
I mean,
don't
just saying what Meg said. I don't know.
You can't do that, man.
I don't know. I'm saying what Meg said, and I don't want to know. But yeah,
I'm sure some girls probably say I'm the best in the fucking world. Some girls probably say I'm the worst in the motherfucking world. You know
but that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's all how they. That's be bullshit, though.
The woman is going to hype you up depending on how much she like you.
There you go. She's supposed to do that.
So now she probably stuck with whack dick, too. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But if Meg is saying that, I'm like, damn, yo, she did kind of let him go. So, like, that's why you kind of shouldn't come at a woman because all she got to do is say that.
Meat, though? I don't know. It's like, for y'all, it's like, if he lasts long or if you could get your
orgasm
fast.
It's numerous different things. Just like I have numerous different things with like a woman for y'all. It's like, it could be like, just cause it's big don't mean it's good. Like it might not have no motion. He might not know how to please. Like certain guys know how to please automatically. Like I know a guy that could
I promise you, I would bet my bottom dollar he could probably find any girl spot. Because, like, as fast as he found mine, I was shocked. Like, sorry, but I'm just being honest. It was just crazy because it was like I was with a guy for mad long and he could never, like, whatever. And then it was like this motherfucker came and, like, immediately, like, went right to, like, man, like, this nigga knew what he was doing. So I don't know what he knew that the other niggas don't know, but that boy good. Huh? Now
you liked him more. You was allowed.
I swear to God, in my life, I did not. And this is the crazier thing. Even though, like, he was able to do that, I still like somebody better because it's not all about sex. Like, there was somebody that I, like, cared about way more than him. He wasn't even on. But, like,
So you liked somebody and then you was being nasty with somebody else?
No, I'm talking about moving forward, like, in life. It was like a person that, like, he couldn't even touch a candle with this motherfucker. But when this nigga could touch the spot, though, he couldn't touch a candle with this motherfucker, but he could touch a spot. I don't know how he knew how to do that shit. I'm telling you, he could find your spot.
Ooh, Turks? Got a spot. I'm telling
y'all
you.
Y'all got one.
Listen, girl. See, like I said, I asked you that because it's like, yo, some girls say you need it big. Some girls say, I don't need it that big. I just need you to, you know, last long or last a certain thing. It's really the girls at the end of the day. Only, you know what's good pussy to us? Girls who act like our shit is big. Like, all y'all shit feel the same at the motherfucking end of the day.
See, hey, like,
you close our eyes, I'm not going to like. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to say this is Tina. Like, she, if I go like this, maybe it'll shape her ass or some shit, but we got all the girls exact same size. You close your eyes, you're going to be like, who the fuck is that? Unless you got a certain smell or something, or a certain, that whatever you say y'all is faking, fucking noise y'all be making and shit. If she shut the fuck up, you ain't going to know what fucking pussy that is. You know what I'm saying? So all y'all shit feel the same at the end of the fucking day. I'm gonna get killed for this though.
And but y'all,
what I'm saying,
don't. That's why she's saying that old boys was trash and she wasn't satisfied in the bed. Y'all don't. That's the crazy thing. It don't.
All right.
Like, there's
good.
No two niggas that I could be like, yo, them niggas was similar.
Why?
Like,
because he lasted long, or he gave you one or two.
Nah, it's just different. Like, y'all, because it's different. Like, with y'all got sizes, widths, lengths. Like, it's like with women, we got a hole. Like, that's what I'm saying. When niggas is so much, and it might look different on the outside, but a hole is a hole. The bitch might be loose, but it contracts back. So I don't know. I think with the guys, it's really y'all that is different.
Yes, it's us. It's like, yo, can we make her squeal? Can we do this? We just need we can jerk off. Y'all are there.
That's
to
what
build
I'm saying. Like,
vibe.
But y'all
that's
can't.
It.
Half of the time, y'all can't. We just be pretending.
Well, we pretend till now.
No, y'all don't. You can't pretend to ejaculate.
I mean, we y'all don't put, so y'all be telling, y'all be pretending a nut too.
Duh, that's the main
fuck
thing you pretend.
That's
and you can't ever tell. Like, y'all niggas won't be able to tell. Cause all we got is.
I ain't having to ask. Yo, you nutted. I don't want to have to ask that shit. I want you shaking and going crazy.
If a nigga asked that shit, you
if
did
he
not
asked,
nut.
You ain't do shit.
If a nigga, look, fellas, if you have to ask us, did you not? We did not nut.
Did you not yet? If you gotta ask that shit, how the fuck you don't know?
Then we did not.
How don't you know it's some fucking water on the floor? Look, motherfucker, it's spilled. You know what I'm saying? The exact same shit. Like, there's nothing on this motherfucking nut.
I'm gonna probably be swinging on a nigga, like, get off of me. Like, when that, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would know. So let's
go. You know.
Hopefully the two of these ladies. I mean, I guess it's refreshing that it's not Cardi and Nicki.
Yeah.
But it is starting to be Nicki versus everybody, though. But I guess when you've been doing it so long, it really is, she would be the top slot. Like, no matter what, even if people have broken numbers, it's like Nicki was in a class alone. Like, and that's not the...
That's for years.
That's just it. Like, that's just it. A lot of them wanted to rap because they knew Nicki was rapping before. Mm-hmm.
She made it cool. She got a fan base, strong fan base. You know what I'm saying? A beehive and shit. So you got to watch yourself.
I remember when I first came to New York and I signed the Envy and them, that's all they would do is put me head to head with her because she was the only other woman that was really being consistent.
What about Rod Digger?
that at that time, you know, Rod Digga, I came up under Rod Digga. That's my sister. Barely. That's my big sister. But like, that's a whole different era. She's more like with the Lil' Kim Eve. You know,
LL,
she's
LL Cool
with
J. What's the LL Cool girl name?
No, like Busta, like.
Yeah, what no, what's the girl name? Cool Love or something like that. What's the girl name?
Moni Love.
Moni Love.
That's my big sis too. Like, shout out to Moni Love. Yeah, so let's talk about Young Thug though. He got violated by the police twice.
Yeah, what happened?
So they released a phone call he had, a personal phone call between him and his girlfriend. And then they also released some footage of his cell getting tossed. I did hear that this was part of like something that was public. So it wasn't just like they sold it. So you know how like there's certain stuff in discovery where you can look at it and different people involved in the case could look at the shit. Yes. So I think that that's what this was. And people just either recorded it off of it, but it could have been anybody, you know, not necessarily the police officer.
Privacy is privacy though. Come on.
Privacy is privacy, but we are not necessarily sure with the police officers is all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, this was a part of public
a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Seals out here smashing and all the wild shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, if anything, they the ones trying to hide the shit because they doing filthy shit in that bitch.
Always.
Anyway. Yeah, so one of the things that happened when they showed the confiscation, I mean, like, when they were in there trying to find if they needed to confiscate anything, he had pictures on his wall of his girl.
Peace.
And then they also seen his ex-girlfriend somewhere in the mix. I was thinking that too when they showed him. I'm like, obviously it wasn't done like on purpose because it was a body cam. So I don't think they were like, and it was 2 years old. So I don't think they were like, oh, let's blow this up.
The picture situation, it's like, come on, man. Like, you miss everybody when you're in that. You miss your fucking high school girlfriend when you went locked up in jail. Like, you remember, you start just remembering things. You're sitting down. If you're not reading the Bible, you're just thinking about everything. Now you start remembering visuals of how her toes used to look. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you got to do. You want to get visuals. So that's not wrong for him to have multiple girls on his thing. Anytime the boy, the man need to gel it, let him gel it the way he need to gel it and get the fuck out of the way, or switch places with him if you think you could do it better than him.
But so should she be upset? Because like, if this is somebody she's waiting for.
Yeah, I hear you. It's so hard for a man to be out in the streets and do it. So imagine what he's going through in there. He's thinking of so many things. He need to gel it the way he need to gel it. Leave that man alone. Give him no stress while he's in it. He's going through enough. If he need to have sit there and think about, you know, three other girlfriends besides you. You know what I'm saying? And I hear
girls. So you should just say fuck waiting. Your feelings. I think that's
it's not fuck your feelings because you probably out there. It all depends on how long he got. You got some meat somewhere.
What if she don't? What if she's really? Because I've been in a situation where I was with somebody and I wasn't talking to nobody else.
And he was locked up. You ain't getting nothing for how long?
For a good amount of time. And to be honest, like, I have found out that he was fucking talking to other bitches, and I was furious.
I get it. I get it.
Like, you really like the sick part about not everybody, but certain people. And I'm going to say women only because, like, I've been in jails from seeing my cousins locked up and seeing who was in there to my own damn boyfriend and him being locked up when I was in that situation. And all I saw was women in there. Peace. You know what I mean? Like, women coming to see them. I ain't seen no homeboy. I ain't seen no cousin pulling up. It was mostly women.
It's the woman because she's trying to make sure her meat ain't getting doodle on it.
No, that's not why. Like,
I
really
anything. Come on.
Yeah, you do. But I really felt like, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to hold this person down. I'm running out to answer calls and shit. And how the fuck I'm doing all that and you cheating on me and I'm outside able to cheat and you like, that's crazy to me.
Well, I mean, this man is in jail locked up, man. Girl, you
that's
like
not an excuse. You got
you in the girl's jail too. You know what I'm saying? Just, you don't know. When you horny, a lot of things happen for no reason. You see how pretty Silly look right now? If I ain't getting no pussy in 2 years, Silly right there behind you will look pretty as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If I'm thirsty,
That's not silly.
That's
Sophia.
That's Sophia. All right. Well, if I'm really thirsty and I see that puddle on the ground, I'm like, man, the fuck is this dude drinking the puddle out of the water?
You don't think I'm thirsty, though? That's what I'm saying. I'm thirsty, too. And I got plenty of water to drink, but I don't.
because I respect our relationship. Y'all don't respect
I
shit.
I hear you. You must ain't that motherfucking thirsty because you'll do some shit. If you was, if you really that horny, I'm talking about your horny time. You know what I'm saying?
And we both are. Because if we're not together, around for
anything, that brush might fucking get you off.
That's what I'm saying now. That's what's fucked up.
Yeah, don't listen. You know, a lot of people's horny time is a little different. You know what I'm saying? Some people's got to get it. Some people grab people and fuck them. You know what I'm saying? They be wilding. Like, what the fuck happens on your horny time? Like, is that the girls who can actually sit there and wait for this really this dude right here? I don't think their pussy that good. That's stupid to say. You know what I'm saying? But if everybody's after you all motherfucking day because they know how good that pussy is, I don't think that you're going to be able to do it. I think you, the people that actually do stay, like you might have a disease in your pussy. You know your pussy smell a certain way and he accept that shit.
No, or, it's not. It's because you love I'm the
dumb,
person.
But I'm just saying. Hey, I don't want to hear that love shit when you horny, fam. I don't want to hear that I have to drink out of that cup and there's no water in that cup and I see that puddle on the ground and I have to get some water. You see what
and
I'm saying?
And you love a person and you don't want to be loyal.
Love, if you ain't there, because
you never
love,
been committed, so that goes to show you never gonna be faithful.
I have been faithful. I have been committed before, but I always had enough water in my cup. But if I ain't got no water in my cup,
that means you don't love that person.
No, I'm thirsty. I'm horny.
So you're gonna start a whole relationship and bring somebody else into
it. Men can fuck a girl, never talk to that motherfucker again. That's why we hate that y'all even do that shit because y'all like the motherfucker you open your legs to.
No, y'all you don't value yourself. Them bitches don't go away. Because if you feel that way, you feel that way, so then what happens to the girl you're fucking?
We don't like that motherfucker. We actually hate her because she...
And y'all will fuck her
you
again.
You made me cheat on my fucking girl? No, I hate you. You made me cheat on my girl.
You got me in trouble. You'll fuck her again.
I'm never fucking that bitch again. Never. Fuck her.
Y'all would definitely fuck that bitch again. Especially if your bitch stopped talking to you.
Oh, you made my girl break up with me? Oh, I'm never fucking talking to you. Matter of fact, I might fuck you one more time.
Yeah, see?
But that's it.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm going to make sure I don't nut, though. Now.
No, you know what y'all going to do. Anyway, let's get into Black Excellence.
Yes, what we got?
You ain't shit is what sorry. Black Excellence is all about. You niggas ain't shit.
No, we are good shit.
Y'all be not. And that's exactly why. I had to say that shit the other day. I'm like, look. To one of my homegirls, I'm like, look, this is exactly why I'm not even trying to rush into nothing because I'm happy being single. Everybody that's coming to me is all telling me some bullshit about their relationship. Not one person that I know
what
in a relationship.
Whoa,
they ain't got no bullshit. Cheating, babies.
Nothing. I know people that ain't got nothing going on in their relationship.
Anyway.
Great stuff.
Whatever. Happy Black day. Excellence. Big shout out to Charlie Wilson. He was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of
Congratulations,
Fame.
My brother.
Congratulations. All I can think of is
your shit. Why didn't you say I said a lot of good shit? You ain't been
I just that. Only hit the bell for you once. I always think about him on that Kanye album when he's like, "Should have written a bit
different." Yeah, Charlie been a man for a long time. Charlie Wilson got mad pussy for you.
I love me some Charlie Wilson. Yes. But shout out to my guy, Ernest Dukes, who I know he was a part of the whole situation. Yes. And I know Ty Dolla $ign was there. Babyface was there. Kanye West, our very own superhero.
Yes, he
is. Was there. And
Church
Snoop.
Service. Snoop. Punk. What up, Punk?
Yep, he was in the building as well. Excuse me.
Kiss him.
Ooh, no, I wasn't. I told y'all I'm single. So basically he took to social media, Mr. Charlie Wilson, and said, "I celebrated my birthday receiving my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Thank you to all my friends and fans who came out to celebrate this special moment with me."
There you go.
Okay.
You
can't say that then. But shout out to him for that. Yes. Also, we want to give a big shout out to Danielle Brooks, Coleman Domingo, and Jeffrey Wright. I know there was a couple of other people, Black actors that were nominated for Oscars. And we are definitely looking forward to seeing them take that win home. And in honor of Danielle Brooks, excuse me, I have a cold. In honor of Danielle Brooks, who plays Sophia in the new Color Purple, I have Oprah up.
Y'all know I usually use this sometimes for my color.
Too hard for the beat, me.
Yes. But I do want to see the movie American Fiction because there was a couple. I believe it was the supporting actress. What is her name? It's a woman. Divine Joy Randolph. She is nominated for the actress in supporting role in The Holdovers. So big shout out to her. And then, as I said, Jeffrey Wright, who from American Fiction, which I'm interested in seeing because I heard it's good. I heard it's really good. And Civilian Murphy also. So big shout out to the, oh no, you could take that, Civilian Murphy. That person is white. Okay, you can take that out. That's not Black excellence. But we don't want you to win. We are rooting for everybody Black. We don't want you to lose necessarily, but we prefer the Black actor to win. Yeah. Thank you.
It's because of Black excellence. That's all.
You were born winning at life when you were born white because that's privilege. Anyway, also, last but not least, Black excellence. I want to give a shout out again to Listen to Black Women that you can check out on madamnoir.com. You can check it out on YouTube. We have great short content episodes. So you, if you got like 15 minutes, you can knock it out and watch. You can watch two episodes in under 30 minutes. So go check it out right now if y'all have a chance after the Billion of Beasts podcast, of course. And shout out to everybody that like is a part of it, like Natori Norton and FDK Williams and Melissa Ford, Al Varner, like I said. My girls, Remy and Matassa, who produced it, and Al that produced it. So, again, madamnoir.com. And shout out to everybody that's a part of that thing. Wax.
Yep.
We're going to get into Wax's ABCs really quickly.
Oh, easy shit. You've been missing it. I've been getting this shit right like a motherfucker.
Okay, you got one right when I was here last time.
Oh, really?
Let's see what you can do this time with Wax's ABCs. Wax's ABCs.
We got.
Okay, now Twerk always tries to do this.
This is what he does.
We can't see shit. There we go. Okay, Wax, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we need you to tell us what this word is, define it, and use it in a sentence. Okay.
I didn't even spell it.
Jeez Louise.
I'm so excited because I know what this is.
No way in hell.
Well,
A B A R I C I O U S.
This is have like the there's an avatar that curses. Like, you know, them little kid games that they got a little avatar shit. It curses and shit. And I went to Walmart. And I seen these little toy fixtures and shit like that. This little avatar. And I press it like, try me, try me. I press it and it said, start cursing and shit. Like, fuck you, L'Oreal. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why they had that shit on it. You don't think that's it?
No. But that's the definition or the sentence?
That was it. Is an avatar that curses.
You even say the full word. What's the full word?
Have a curses. That's not it.
Yeah. Like the Abby curses.
Yeah, Abby curses.
Is what you're saying.
Abby curses, yeah.
Okay, Twerk, help him out because that's nowhere near it.
That's not it.
Word is avaricious.
All right. Come on, talk to me.
And it means be greedy.
Being greedy?
Being greedy, to be greedy.
Yes. And
So you're way off.
No, I think these guys out here who's trying to make these fucking kid toys curse, I think they greedy. They already got all the other stuff. Say, I love you, mommy. Not no fuck you, L'Oreal. Early.
Way off. Like we said.
Like it.
Wax, you're getting worse and worse at this.
I know.
As the time goes on, I don't know what to say about you. Okay.
Come on, y'all give me some English words, though. Y'all kind of wild. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is it? What the fuck is an Albuquerque?
Okay. Bye. Say bye.
Peace, Monster.
Bully and the Beast podcast. Monster.
Monster.
Dog in the mouth, man. We wild.
I saw that the other day, Lori. That was different.
She's wild.
He's not kissing me in my mouth. Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend. Chill out. Come on. It's my shit.
I'm sick. Sorry. Where can they follow y'all at? Where can they find y'all at?
Go ahead, Swear.
Know me, you can find me at Angelo Scarfone on IG. And if you want to find me on X, yes, that Angelo.
X? Yep. You still going there?
No, I really don't, but I didn't want to say Twitter. I was like, going to say Twitter, X now.
All right. And as you already know, your boy, Wax King, WAXKYNG, holla at your boy in a place to go underscore SC. Come book something at the spot, man. Saying Taryn, he's throwing something out here this weekend. And, it's always a good time. Come out at your boy.
Who's doing time. Something out there?
My guy, Taryn.
I thought you said Santana.
Man, I was maybe. About to say Saucy. Saucy Tanner. That's what we call it, Saucy Tanner.
I thought he was pulling up on you, Saucy Santana. I'm about to say, let's go, Wax.
Anybody can book the spot, could book the spot. I'll get out the way. I'll be in the way. Who knows? You know what I mean? You might see Wax. Who knows anything?
Well, we're going to find out more about Wax next episode, okay? Sure, when I'm not sick. Yes. So we're going to get out of here. Bully and the Beast podcast. Bye.
Peace.